The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But others said, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd which does not know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, one of their members, who had come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing?" They answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." Then each went to his own house. The Gospel of the Lord. The homily this morning is maybe more of a little reminder than anything. Saint James, or we could say the Holy Spirit speaking through James, said, "There is one lawgiver and one judge. Who then are you to judge your neighbor?" Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing? You know, and probably, hopefully, none of us are casting severe judgments on anyone, God willing. But it's actually quite common that we make minor judgments all the time and probably without even realizing it. And our Lord wants to purify us of that because there's only one judge. And do we have to judge actions? Yes, of course, right? Something is right or something is wrong, but we can never judge the person himself or herself. I remember when I was in the seminary, and I forget the exact situation, and it's probably better that I don't remember, but I think a seminarian had done something unbecoming of a seminarian, or maybe even a faculty member, without causing any scandal, had done something. And I had spiritual direction the day after this happened, and I went to my spiritual director, and I said, "Father, gosh, did you hear about that?" And he said, "Yes, I did. It's very sad." And I said, "Father, clearly, the guy did it because..." And I forget the, you know, he wanted to be noticed, right? He wanted the faculty to think well of him. He wanted a position higher up in the church. And he looked at me and he said, "Jeremy, you don't know that." I said, "Father, I mean, come on, everybody knows that. It's so obvious. The guy does these kind of things all the time." And he just calmly, with piercing eyes, looked at me and he said, "Jeremy, you don't know that." My brothers and sisters, there's one judge. We never know the intentions of the heart, ever, or why someone did something. Any judgment is not from God. There's one accuser. Scripture says it's the devil. And when we enter into accusation, we share in his work. May our Lord set us free from that. And may we get to the point, God willing, where we judge as he judges. And how does he judge? "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing." Not only do I not know why they did what they did, but I want to find an excuse for them. "Father, they don't know. Give them your mercy. Transform them."